BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here is Friday Scott Mills Daily Podcast, and it's all about our massive interview with Margot Robbie and Will Smith from the film Suicide Squad. Find out how long Margot can stay underwater for. It's quite impressive. Also, how she's never heard of the Fresh Prince. That really annoyed Will. And how she may have been chatted up in a South London nightclub by one of Chris's friends. This is Scott Mills on BBC Radio 1. Grimmy sounded great for my beef this morning, right?
Yeah, loads of fun.
He was just kind of on the edge of that kind of like, I've been to sleep for a bit. Not too much, but enough.
Yeah, he, it wasn't without a couple of mistakes, like when he introduced Simeon as Cinnamon.
Yeah, give him a break.
But,
I mean?
But that's to be expected, surely. He's an Ibiza.
He's now learned on his fourth Ibiza with the Radio 1 Breakfast Show that it is best to maybe go to bed just for a little bit, just for a little bit before. Yeah. Like, not long, like an hour or so.
I thought it's so much better. Yeah, it sounded amazing this morning.
Hello, Russell, who says, listening to you guys talking about Ibiza makes me want to go back, and I only go back on Monday. Well, you've got like 2 days to wait.
That's rubbish.
It is that thing, though, and we get this a lot where, you know, like if we play in any of the resorts over the summer, you get people who had such a good time that they literally get back home and think, I hate this, and then just rebook and go back like the next week.
Have you seen this, by the way, Scott, on the Radio 1 homepage? It's a pic of all of the Family O dance.
The Radio 1 dance family together.
Yeah, taken this morning. But what's interesting is spotting the ones that are wearing sunglasses in the picture and ones that aren't.
Mm.
I think it says a lot about them.
Yeah, I do as well.
Do you want to have a guess who's wearing sunglasses?
Danny Howard will be.
Absolutely.
Heidi?
Yes.
Yeah. I'm not sure. Annie Mac?
Annie Mac is actually, which surprises me. But you know what? Grimmy isn't.
Oh.
And I think that says a lot about him.
Yeah, well, he's trained well.
Fair play to him.
So, I know I keep on about it, but I can't get enough of it. Will Smith and Margot Robbie this morning. What a morning. Just makes you realise we're so lucky to meet all these amazing people.
Oh, it's one of the highlights of my life, honestly. I think if you're a fan of Will Smith, like I am, or you're a fan of Margot Robbie, you will love the chat that we've had with them.
So we were with them for what seemed like ages, and then they left, and I had a little bit of a panic going, what's the time? Are we supposed to be on air? Because I thought it was 1 o'clock, and it was like, no, it's fine, it's 11:30. And I think we were with them maybe half an hour, but we got loads of good stuff.
Those situations can sometimes be quite stressful as well, because there's a lot of film people about. It's all quite panicked. It's all to time. I mean, everyone has seen me in particular struggle in those situations.
Yes.
But this wasn't like it at all. It was almost like being in the pub. It was awesome.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of a weird situation because they kind of hire out the whole top floor of a hotel room normally. At the film company.
And it's somewhere really posh and intimidating.
Yeah, it is. And there's lots of people talking into phones, lots of people in American accents, looking a bit stressed and talking stressed with clipboards. And it can be quite an intimidating situation. But as soon as we went into the room with them, they were so lovely. Will Smith had his own water that he likes. You were like, it's not even cold. I was like, that would be room temperature.
Yeah, I don't understand that. If you're someone as massive as Will Smith, right, and you want a certain type of water, I thought you'd get it chilled as well.
No, I don't know. Is it something to do with the voice or something? Well, he doesn't sing anymore, does he? Because sometimes I think they have room temperature water singers.
Right.
Because if you have cold water, it ruins your voice. I don't know. I'm not a singer. So I've put the cartons of water on my social media.
I wasn't aware you were doing this. I wasn't aware that you were taking these pictures throughout.
I was just doing these little snaps. Have you ever seen water in a carton before? I have not.
No.
There were also some Suicide Squad biscuits, which I had a little chomp on. Terrible picture, once again, on my social media, but I was trying to do it in a rush. And when Margot Robbie walked in, she's so badass in the film that you just think, oh, she's going to be really scary. And then she just went, hello, I'm Margot. And I was like, oh,
I mean,
you're really nice.
I'm not sure the impression quite does her justice. Hello, I think you're doing ex-Prime Minister Julia Gillard there. But
it's my go-to Australian voice.
Go again. So
how you going? I'm Margot.
It's not the same.
Same voice.
It's not the same.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Finally, the video came out for that this morning. We had a little watch in the office together. I like doing that with you sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah, but what I do quite often with you, Scott, is like, and you always tell me off for it, I take pictures of you and little videos and things like that. And when you catch me doing it, you tell me I'm not allowed to post them.
Yeah, I don't let you.
But what I did with when we were watching that video is I recorded you watching it as well, because I wanted people to see what it's like to watch a video or watch anything with you, because what you like to do is you're actually quite a cynical person. And you
me?
Like, and you want to ruin it for everyone else.
No, I don't
want to
ruin it. I just want to be real, real talk.
No, you do, because people spend millions on music videos and films and stuff like that, and you'll pick out the flaws in it because you know how it works.
I'm just saying it like it is. Now, I didn't know you were recording this at the time, so I don't actually know what I've said.
Yeah, so we were watching it, and I just recorded some of the comments.
Okay.
Not that you knew at the time, but recorded some of the stuff that we were both saying throughout it.
Very big parachute, isn't
it's
it?
It's a massive parachute.
So, there is, stating the obvious there, if you've seen the video, there is a massive parachute, big red parachute, which Katy Perry is kind of dragging behind her in the desert. And this is us, as Katy is dangling off a massive clip from a parachute, with 1,000 feet drop.
Yeah, the parachute's
below.
Holding her up over a cliff, and she's, as you said, just dangling there.
Whoa! That's a health and safety nightmare there, Scott.
It's not, though, is it? Because she's not actually hanging off a cliff, if you look closely.
She is hanging off a cliff, look.
They wouldn't let Katy Perry do that.
So it's CGI.
Yeah.
Well, it's not CGI, you can see it.
It is.
Okay, now listening to it back, I can hear that I am spoiling everything for you.
You spoil everything. It's like when I watch First Dates with you. You decided to spoil that one.
What, by saying that the staff at the First Dates restaurant don't actually work there?
Yeah.
Well, it's true.
And that they're not all proper, like, proper staff.
Well, no, it's a TV show, isn't it? They don't work in the restaurant. Well, they do work in the restaurant on the show.
But
normally they don't work there in real life.
Yeah. And you've spoiled the lottery for me as well.
How?
That was the worst, actually.
How did I spoil the lottery?
So the big button that they press, you know, when they press the big button.
Yeah, I used to do that, yeah.
Yeah, well, it doesn't work because you then see someone reach around the side of the machine and press this little. If you look closely, you always see the guy with the gloves bend down.
It's like a stunt button. That's not ruining it. Would that really ruin your enjoyment of the National Lottery draws?
Yeah, because now every time you see them hit this big button and then you see the guy just reach around Guinevere or wherever it is and press the little button on the side.
We do bicker a lot on these things.
Do you really think they'd let multi-million selling superstar Katy Perry hang off a cliff like that?
Yeah,
just a parachute.
Yeah, because it's a harness, isn't it? It acts as a harness. No, so it's actually...
You wouldn't do it. You wouldn't be able to get the health and safety through.
It's true. She's not actually hanging off that cliff. They wouldn't risk it. Imagine the forms you have to fill in.
But I'm
imagine
saying
her insurance.
She is in a harness. She's safe there.
She's not on a cliff.
Is that a stunt double in the river? Is that her?
Definitely.
But I can see her face.
Yeah, but she's in... Yeah.
That's Katy, but I could see her face in the water.
Yeah, but they cut it with a stunt woman.
Yeah, but you can't cut a face onto someone else, can you? That's what I mean.
No, but the bits that you can't clearly see her face won't be her.
Oh, I'm such a fun sponge.
You spend the whole time just... ruining things. You spend the whole time just having to explain how it works.
Yeah.
Just enjoy it.
Yeah, I know. I should just enjoy it for what it is.
It sounds like an alternative commentary to the videos almost, actually, at times.
See, I'm ruining it for everyone else now. Josh in Manchester. Well, thanks for completely destroying First Dates for me. It's just a TV show. Don't worry about it. What do you mean about the lottery button? Says Jamie in Devon.
There's more.
Off she blows.
What's that bit?
Off she blows.
All right, it's when she takes off in the parachute at the end.
Yeah. You just got to stop doing it. As you can hear from that, you're very bad for it.
Now that we've played those, I can hear it, and I promise I'll try to stop doing it in future. I know I spoil things. Hello, Matt.
Hello.
Has someone ruined something for you like I do with Chris?
Definitely. Ted the film was ruined for me on a first date.
How can you ruin Ted the film? Who did this?
This girl I was on a first date with pointed out to me that Ted wasn't actually there while the film was being filmed and that Mark Wahlberg would have just been looking at the floor and talking.
Yeah, that is true.
Oh, I've never thought of it. Like, I mean, obviously the Ted thing isn't, like, there isn't really a Teddy that talks.
No, so what will be happening is, like, Mark Wahlberg will just be talking to the wall and then pretending that the wall is Ted.
Yeah, but up until now I've just never really thought about it, and that's what's going to bug me.
Did that completely ruin the first date for you?
Yeah, completely.
See her again?
See that girl again.
No.
No, definitely not.
Oh, no. Oh, no, we're the same. Right, this isn't ruining stuff per se, but it is kind of the truth. I'll just do one more. This is from Jack, who's stuck on the M25. There's not nothing there when they do films like Ted. With certain movies, they use people and then they put that green suit on. you know?
Yeah.
And then they edit it and then make them become the characters that they need to.
So it's a proper Who, but it would be like, do you remember that Mr. Methane that was once on your show?
Oh,
if you've not
God.
Seen him, Google him. No, this was like ages ago, but he was a guy in a green suit. So what you're saying there is even when he's doing the serious bits with Ted, there's still a guy in a green suit there.
Yeah, like in the fight scene, he'll be grappling a guy in a green suit. How do you remember Mr. Methane? That was ages ago.
I just remember I used to be a fan of your show, remember? It's like Mr. Methane was the man.
Yeah, I don't know why we got him. That was a strange booking, but it seemed right at the time. It was a man that could fart out theme tunes. I think he used to do EastEnders, and he absolutely stank because he'd just been on doing a few gigs in Norway. Do you remember this?
And gigs.
Yeah,
there's a real demand over there.
No, seriously. He'd been doing some gigs in Norway and everybody's saying plenty of fish and absolutely stank. I actually had to leave the room and be sick at one point.
Herrings were on.
Shortly after he farted the EastEnders theme tune. Good times. The Scott Mills Daily. Earlier today, we went to a very posh hotel in central London to meet Will Smith, like biggest movie star in the world. I probably don't need to tell you the films of Will Smith. And one of his co-stars in his new movie, Suicide Squad, Margot Robbie, who actually used to be in Neighbours, then just moved to Hollywood and just made it. And she's in Focus, again, with Will Smith, The Legend of Tarzan, Wolf of Wall Street, and she is absolutely amazingly badass in this film, Suicide Squad. So we had a chat with them. And it was great.
It's Will Smith and Margot Robbie. Hi, guys.
In the building.
Hi. In the building.
In the building.
Now, Will won't remember this, but the last time I chatted with you was probably about 10 years ago.
Wow.
And a couple of weeks later, you sent me a note saying how much you enjoyed the chat on Will Smith headed notepaper.
Wow.
I know. So I wanted to say thank you.
Yeah,
but
I've succeeded now, so I don't do stuff like that anymore.
And Margie,
that was a joke.
Margie, you might want to...
sounded really mean, Will.
But thank you.
No,
it was a nice gesture.
No. Yeah, that's cool. You know, I like to do things like that when I enjoy my time with someone.
And hey, you know what? You can send texts these days.
Don't be like that. Don't be like that.
I still write
these. So, Margot, if you could do a note afterwards, like in a couple of weeks, that'd be great.
Sure, it's coming. It's in the mail.
So the film, the first 15 minutes is like ridiculous, like a complete assault on your senses.
Yeah.
it doesn't start slowly, does it?
Yeah, no, it does not start slowly.
No.
Full Suicide Squad madness.
But I think that's why you need to see this film in the cinema.
Oh, yeah.
At home, it wouldn't quite be the same, I think.
Yeah, at home, it's not the same, or on like a bootleg DVD.
Yeah, that's not
good. Or like on your friend's iPhone that recorded from the theater for you.
Yeah.
Like, we shouldn't do any of that.
No.
It's the whole sound of it from the off. I mean, as soon as we sat down, it really, it's like everything's thrown at it. It's loud from the start. Would you say it's a good date movie?
It depends on who you're dating.
I think it's a great date movie.
It's a great, I'm 47.
Hey, do you want to feel really old?
Don't be like that.
Okay.
Okay.
The first date I went on was to go see Hitched.
That is hilarious.
Isn't that weird?
That is terrible.
Isn't that even weirder that you've worked with him a few times now?
Yeah, I know.
Weird.
He's been making movies for a long time.
Is that the first time you've told him that?
I think so.
No, because here's the deal. Margot wasn't born until 2 years after The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air came on.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
So, that you know, it makes our discussions a little awkward.
Right.
You know, frame of reference a little askew.
You must have seen it, though, right?
I haven't actually.
No.
I know.
So you don't know about all the references that come from that as well.
You,
and one day on set, Will mentioned Jazzy Jeff. And I was like,
tragedy.
And I was like,
tragedy.
Who? Okay. I thought, like, is that a crew guy like on our set now?
All tragedy.
But you can't.
He looked literally like had like fury in his eyes. He was like, are you serious right now? And I was like, oh my gosh, I've said something wrong.
I knew I should have worked with Gwyneth Paltrow.
So you can't sing the theme tune.
I know the first line,
which is
West Philadelphia, born and raised on the playground.
That's good enough. That's good enough.
Yeah.
Going back to the date, how did it go?
It went all right, actually. That was a good date movie.
That was a good date, that was a really good date movie.
Yeah.
Margot, I think in the film you've done something really clever here because you've played your character in such a way that nobody else is going to be able to do it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's... Oh, I,
it's a compliment.
I hadn't thought of it like that.
You were also good, Will.
No, I was all right. Yeah, all right. No, listen, Harley Quinn is without question going to be the number one Halloween costume on Earth
absolutely.
This year.
Absolutely, yeah.
You know, and not just for little girls. You know,
beautifully.
There's going to be a couple Harvey Quinns running around.
Yeah,
also,
yeah,
we've already seen.
Yeah, you must right. smash it on Halloween. I mean, what previous outfits have you done in the past?
I'm actually quite proud of my efforts when it comes to dress ups. My favorite so far was actually while we were shooting in New Orleans.
In New Orleans,
focus. And I dressed as. Did you see the movie Spring Breakers?
Yeah.
James Franco was Alien. Mm-hmm. He had like cornrows and like tattoos and grills and a Hawaiian shirt. Yeah, I did I did Alien to a T. Like, I found out every tattoo.
Yeah.
I got my hair done, like, properly done.
Yeah, wow. Margo, she takes it very seriously.
Yeah.
In New Orleans for Halloween.
Best place to be for Halloween as well.
Yes. Yeah, so, oh, yeah, it was crazy. So, for Focus, we were shooting Focus for Halloween, and she found a pumpkin patch. And
oh, no, do you know how this started? So, Will was teaching me how to play poker, mm-hmm. and then I was like, well... what are we going to bet on? Because we can't play with money because, you know, you're going to raise me $10,000 and I'm going to be like, well, I put in 25 cents. So like, I was like, let's bet on other things. And so we picked something to like have as our currency. And one of them was like the pumpkins.
The pumpkins.
I won 20 pumpkins.
20 pumpkins.
But so, your pumpkins.
Well,
no.
There was a pumpkin patch near the set. The set, yeah.
So at any given time, I could call Will and be like, I want to cash in on my pumpkins right now. So he had to roll up with like an SUV to this pumpkin patch and carry 20 pumpkins all the way to my house. I was like, thank you. You can put them just in.
I love you guys working together. It sounds like so much fun.
Does he still owe you stuff from that poker game then?
I think I cashed in all I won like 2 dares, 20 pumpkins, 1 wish. I cashed in on like...
Yeah.
Nuts.
Wow. With the film, how long does it take to film something as epic as this? Because I'm guessing it's months, right?
It's probably...
6 months?
Including the rehearsal, seven. Probably 7 months to actually rehearse and shoot.
And I started training 6 months before
Six months before that. So it can be a year and a half of your life.
But that's nothing. Like the people who are there from pre-production, post-production, that can take years and years.
18 months to 2 years for something this size.
And what's the training that you mentioned?
But when we started, we didn't have a script. So all we had was the knowledge in the comics that my character would be proficient in gymnastics and fighting of some description. So I just started with general training and gymnastics 3 times a week, jiu-jitsu, boxing, and... stuff like that. And then when we got closer to shooting and we could be a little more specific, that's when I started training on like the silks or like doing the breath holds for underwater scenes, like things like that.
What did you get up to for the
I mean, I don't want to boast or anything, but 5 minutes.
5 minutes. So she,
underwater.
David Blaine's guy came and was teaching everyone how to hold their breath underwater. And Margo got up to 5 minutes that she could hold her breath.
Through the purge. It's almost kind of like a superpower. But
no, it was really cool. It was right. Like Margo takes her like acting very seriously.
Yeah.
And it's always really fun to watch the level of depth that she goes to get it right. Yeah.
Literally.
Oh, see, yeah. See, yeah. Pun nice. Intended.
I mean, where else would that be useful? Do you think? I assume if someone, I don't know. Farts very badly.
Yeah, for sure. And if you're working with me, it's important that you need that.
You need that. You
need that.
I'll attest to that.
Yeah.
No, actually, it came in handy really shortly after shooting, and I was in the Philippines, and we were snorkeling with whale sharks, and everyone else was like stuck on the top, and I was like, I could go like way down under for ages, and I was like, this is so handy.
Oh wow, no one's made me ever feel more inadequate.
Yeah.
She's good, isn't she?
Yeah, she's
good.
Fantastic.
I just have random talents, though. You probably have more useful ones.
I don't know that I do. Well, at one point in the film, you say, if you don't stand for anything, you don't count for anything. Well, you said it in a ruder way than that.
It's quite a big statement. I put a swear word in mine. I think I did.
Just for effect.
We shouldn't do that for the radio.
No. Is that how you live your own life?
Yeah, you know, it is hugely important. And what I impress upon my kids over and over is you have to have a purpose. You'll never, ever find happiness in your life if you don't find your purpose that is connecting to helping others in some way relieve their suffering. You know, so I truly believe that. You know, that was one of the aspects of Deadshot that I connected to.
Margot, is it true that you've been out in Clapham as well, in London, to a place called Inferno's? Now, the worry is me and my mates used to go there quite a lot. And I'm really concerned that one of my friends...
You say it like we used to, but we grew out of it.
Yeah, that's it.
I'm still going to Inferno.
It's a jungle in there, isn't it?
It is a jungle.
Yeah.
But one of my friends, Cantonar, he's the kind of bloke that will have tried it on with you. And I'm now worried, after I heard that you've been to that club, that one of my friends will have tried it on with you at some point.
Wow. I mean, who's
tried it on? What is that? Like, that's a British term. What is that? Like, that
means it's like being, kind of being
tried
hit.
To try to I hit. Yeah, so he would have tried it. Yeah. Well, probably. That, I mean, so, that's that, like, I mean,
we'll never know.
A surprise.
If that did happen, we apologize.
I'd like sorry for that.
I'd like to believe that we have met in a previous life in Inferno.
Yeah, there's an amazing chicken shop down the road from there.
Oh, yeah, of course.
It's the kind of night out that you just don't get in Los Angeles.
You do not. You don't get it anywhere else. It's amazing.
That's the difference. Will, Margot, thank you so much for talking to us today.
Thank you, guys.
There were so many bits of that I didn't remember when we were doing it at the time. They were epic. Will Smith and Margot Robbie talking to us this morning for Radio 1. Those are Friday's best bits. We're back Monday from 1 on BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.